Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slava about the most recent Kelowna City Council meeting. So, just looking at the agenda from Monday night, you had a public hearing on the 2017 and 18 budget and a resolution to approve that. So what can you tell me about the budget for the coming year?
Yeah, so the budget, overall framework of the budget is pretty similar to past years. The biggest difference now is obviously the voters approved to bond for $3.9 million for our community center project, and we start to include that into our debt repayment schedule, so our tax asking did go up, and probably a little more this year due to the cycle of how many months and so forth, so we should see a little bit of a reduction next year, but this year it did go up due to that debt payment.
What are the property taxes looking like for this year?
We are just over, I believe it's $12.10 per thousand of valuation.
Okay, so that still seems pretty low. Is that accurate to say that that's on the lower side?
Yeah, in comparison to other communities within the surrounding areas and communities our size, it's probably, kind of right at that threshold. There are some that, in the $14, $15, $16 per thousand. But, we were consistently under 10 for quite some time. But, with the borrowing, it did take us up to, just over $12.
Now, I did see that just thinking about the community center project, that you guys had a shortfall as far as that's concerned. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, as we, with any project, we start going through and the committee and the community had some things that were really important to them to have in the building. And, as costs escalated through the project, we found that, some of our steel prices and some of our product prices that were going to be used throughout the building, some of those went up 20 to 25%. So we had to kind of reevaluate some space and really take a close look at the bid climate. So we did have to make up some shortfalls. So the council proposed to use some reserves to be able to cover that for the purposes of getting the project out and getting a bid. We have access to local option sales tax, and we're fortunate we receive quarterly municipal casino fund payments. So some of that was allocated towards that through our municipal grants, as well as we do have a healthy reserve, so we're able to, take on some of that burden.
Getting back to the council meeting, one of the items in the new business is a historical village share of Washington County riverboat funds. What can you tell me about that?
Historically, the city of Kelowna has utilized Washington County riverboat quarterly municipal payments to the tune of $13,200 to help defray some costs to the village to provide support for their mission. This year, with the grants changing on the municipal side just a little bit, we wanted to just go back through and make sure that our grant was in line with what the foundation wanted to see, and it was approved. So we just had to come up with kind of that framework of reimbursement schedule for the village so that they could get full access to that $13,200.
I guess, was there anything else regarding the community center project that you guys discussed?
We talked a little bit about the grant process with Enhance Iowa, which obviously we were successful in going to contract award yesterday. So we kind of talked a little bit about the timeline with that. And, we've given the go-ahead for the architects to finalize the bid documents so that we can hopefully get council approval on that here in the next two council meetings, and then it'll go to bid. So pretty short meeting, but a lot of productive things.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
The only other thing is, we are on August 26th, we are going to have our Kelowna celebration, and this year it'll be geared towards our Kelowna volunteer firemen, who on February 17th of this year just hit the 100-year milestone for a volunteer fire department. So they're just a little over 100 years old, and we're going to hopefully help to honor them and bring a lot of volunteer firemen together and a lot of volunteers for hopefully an evening of celebration, listen to some music, and enjoy some time together and celebrate the accomplishment of them being 100 years old.
All right. Just thinking about the volunteer fire department, anything new with the memorial project?
It's roughly 90% funded as of today. We had a couple donations come in today, and we are meeting with contractors that have expressed interest in being a part of the project. We've had a lot of good quality entities and businesses that have stepped up and said that they would like to provide in-kind labor for the project. So, we're trying to get all that lined up so that we can, get the best project for the funds that we're going to have available. So everything's been ordered, and
we're plugging away. Our goal is to have a ribbon cutting on June 17th, which is Kelowna Day. So hopefully we can hit that mark and people can see a nice little project there at the corner of C and 6th Street.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ryan Slaba. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.